Shalom Aleichem, BFF 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Daf Dalid, Me'ila 4b, pagination is 8. We'll start about 10 lines from the bottom, at the two dots in the middle of the line, with the word Kalal. We're quoting from the Mishnah, Kalal Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said a general rule regarding the laws of Me'ila, when you have Kodesh Kadoshim as a karban, and at some point the Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika is going to be done, and the meat is going to become permitted to the Kohanim, and once it becomes permitted to the Kohanim, it's no longer in the status of Me'ila if someone would take it. Even if a non-Kohen takes it, he's violating the laws of things being eaten by Kohanim, but he's not violating that it still is owned by Hashem, so to speak, on the level of Me'ila. Let's see the wording. Anything that has a permitted moment to the Kohanim, ein mo'alim bo, there's no Me'ila. And anything that doesn't have a moment permitted to the Kohanim, mo'alim bo, they're still going to be Me'ila. Ezuhi shahoysa l'shas heta l'kohanim. What's an example that it became permitted to the Kohanim? Shalana v'shanitmes v'shayotzes. That it stayed overnight, it became tamei, or it went out of its proper area. In other words, that's what went wrong. But other than that, it was processed properly. We're going to have a question, how far does it have to be processed properly? But that, as we're understanding right now, the Mishnah was ambiguous. It only told us what went wrong. It didn't tell us how much went right. What's considered not having had permission to the Kohanim? Shanishchata chutz lezmano. Even at the moment of Shechita, there was a problem. It was with kavana to eat it out of its proper time, v'chutz l'mekoma, or out of its proper place, v'shekiblu psulim, or non-kohanim accepted the blood, v'zarku estama, or sprinkled the blood. Amale bar kapara levar pedos. Bar Kapora said to Bar Pedos, Ben Achosi, the son of my sister, my beloved nephew, Re'ei, pay attention, Ma'atosho alani lamocha beveis medrash. What I need you to ask me in the Beis Medrash. He's planting a question in the Beis Medrash, in the audience. And the question is as follows. I need you to understand the question. I need you to present the question, raise it in the Beis Medrash, and let's see where it takes us. Here's the question. Heter shechita shaninu, when we say that something was done properly, just something else went wrong, do we mean that merely shechita was done? O heter zrika shaninu, or are we talking that it was ready to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach? O heter achila shaninu, or that it actually was sprinkled and it was actually factually permitted to be eaten. Everything that needed to be done was already done. Now you'll notice the top of Hey Yom and Aleph that the second of the three options, the first one on this page, is the case of Heter Zurika Shaninu, which at first glance sounds like it was sprinkled, but if you read the words carefully, it wasn't sprinkled. It was a Heter Zurika. It was ready to be sprinkled. That means it was accepted into the cup. And that's the distinction between the other option that's on that same line, heter achila shaninu, it's permitted to be eaten, which occurs once the zrika is done. So we have shchita as an option, demarcation point, kabbalah, ready to be sprinkled, it's in the cup, as a significant demarcation point, or heter achila, it actually was sprinkled. How much has to have happened so that there should not be me'ila on the meat? And if something else went wrong, but that's not me'ila. So the Gemara tells us on the second line of Heyamad Aleph, Chizkiya Amar Heter Shechita Shaninu. Chizkiya learned that it has to do with the Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Heter Achila Shaninu. And Rabbi Yochanan says it has to do with the Zrikas Hadam, which makes it permitted to be eaten, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Amar Rabzeira said, Lo daika masnisin delo kechizkiya u delo kerabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah is not worded, not like Chizkiya and not like Rabbi Yochanan. They both seem to be incompatible with the Mishnah. Why? Tanan, the Mishnah told us, Shalana vishenitmes vishayotzes, it stayed overnight, it became tamei, or it went out. Lav delon dam. The Gemara assumes right now that it's talking about the blood that these things went wrong with. Uktani ein mo'alin bo. And we learned that there's no me'ila. Ushma mina heter zirika shaninu. What we're really being told is it has to be heter zirika, it has to be in the cup, it has to be that there was a kabbalah. Now, the Mefarish, in her commentary, explains how we deduced against Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan from this statement, if we understand the statement regarding blood. It's about 12 lines from the top. The Mefarish says, "My lav delon hadam, sheniskabel bekos karoi, it was accepted into the vessel, va'achakach lon kodam zrika, and then it went overnight, or it became tomei, or it went out before it was actually sprinkled. Uktani, and the rule was ein moalin bohem. There's no meila mishem dechala omid lizari kizaruktami. It's like that middle opinion that anything that's ready to be sprinkled is already considered sprinkled, and therefore there's no meila ushmami na. And if that were true, that the Mishnah was talking about blood, heta zrika shaninu. Clearly, it's referring to the moment where it was ready to be sprinkled because it was in the blood. It's a time after Shechita, but does not require that it actually be sprinkled. It's sitting in the cup, and that's when the lun, the delay, occurred. And that's the statement of Rab Zeira, if you learn that the statement is regarding blood. Answers the Gemara, lo. That's not how to understand the Mishnah. Delon basar, it's the meat that stayed too long and became invalid, pasul. Aval dam is darik. The blood got sprinkled correctly. Mishem hachi ketani ein mo'alin bo. And that's why there's no me'ila. The Rambam, me'ila gimel towards the end of Aleph. If the blood reached the mizbeach, as is its mitzvah, and afterwards the meat stayed overnight, it stayed too long, it went out, all of these cases, ein mo'alin, there's not going to be me'ila, because hayolo shas heter la'achila, because there was a moment when it was permitted to the Kohanim, and that means that Hashem kaviyachol relinquished it. He gave it over to be consumed by a human. Once it's available to be consumed by a human, it's not going to be in the category of me'ila. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.